what is the show going to be about? What
are we today, so today's topic, we are talking about love in retrospect. Because typically, I have this situation that's going on. We had our meeting last night, and
It's on you, slide through before the door lock. Don't be afraid, just the things some do. Unbelievable, but still the illest things come true. Felt your city test, did your best to be a CEO. Summertime, zodiac sign, bless the Leo. To show love and leave all the best to me. And we can do this professionally.
Love, names and names, because then nobody, I shook his hand, you won't buy me, didn't say nothing.
I had all this stuff from my, I didn't speak to you.
Yeah. You know, I shook his hand, and all that more was okay.
Am I just talking again? But you can call me So Sunday Morning, okay? So I want to introduce to you Party on a Sunday. It is just a passion project that I've been planning, plotting, and going through so much to bring together. And God couldn't have blessed me with the most dedicated co-host in the world. So what's up, Quay?
What's going on, everybody? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Party on a Sunday.
Yes.
This is your boy, Quay Sean Rowe. Camille, first of all, y'all not know that she is an amazing singer. So
amazing.
You sing,
oh,
tell them your name, but sing it. Let me hear it from myself.
My name is Sunday Morning. Hey.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about. That's what you're going to get here in this show, okay? You're going to get her lovely voice, and you're going to get us too.
Yeah, definitely. It's a whole lot of that. What's up, Gentry?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? Hey, Sunday.
He's so modest. See, don't let this one fool you,
not,
please, because...
Where did we start? That's all I got to say.
You're going to hear something, but if you haven't noticed, my name is Just Gentry, a.k.a. Mr. Versatile, a.k.a. I probably met your girlfriend before. But,
Oh, y'all.
Today is our first day, so we just want to keep it relatively light and get into everything we want to get into.
Definitely. So today, basically, what we're going to touch on are just... our individual personalities. It's a Sunday. We party on Sundays, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
And me, you know, you're going to get a taste of who I am at the party. Quay, you're going to get a taste of who he is at the party. And Gentry, you're going to get a whole lot of taste of what he is at the party.
Right before he kicked me out.
Yeah.
You're going to get kicked out. I'm sure he's gonna be before.
Probably shirtless too, but you know.
Definitely. So yeah. So we're gonna go into our hot topic segment, but we're gonna do it a little bit different today. So I'm typically the chick who goes to the party, guys, and you know, I drink a little bit. You know, we have a little fun and stuff like that, and he's feeling a little good. And then I'm the one that you normally meet in the bathroom, and I'm just like, oh my god, hi. You know, your makeup smeared and all this and that and the third. But I'm also the chick who I keep my ear to the radio, keep my ear to the TV, so I know a lot of different things that's going on in the celebrity gossip world. You know, so I love to give free hugs. Because sometimes we forget that celebrities are humans too, right? Mm-hmm. And so this week, every week, we're going to give a free hug to a celebrity of our choice, well, of my choice, mm-hmm. who I feel like might be in a little bit of some hot water or might be just going through something that mm-hmm. it's just like, oh, man, like, that sucks. So this week, right, my free hug is going to Tyga.
Tyga needs a free hug.
I have to give Tyga a free hug because I've been watching him on all the different social medias, and allegedly they broke up. Kylie Jenner and Tyga.
Really?
They're done, apparently.
And a brand new man is PND.
And that's so weird. You know, it's one of those things you hate to keep up with. You hate to keep up that you admit to keep up with the
He's
Kardashians.
Keeping up with the Kardashians for 12 seasons.
I hate to admit it.
12 seasons.
It's like my guilty pleasure.
Let me tell you something. Kardashians. You can't do nothing but respect them. They have created such a platform where you can't even have a regular conversation without mentioning the Kardashians.
It's so weird, right?
It's weird. It is kind of weird.
It's kind of weird because it's just like, should I be talking about them? But they're relevant.
And we probably shouldn't know half this stuff.
We should not be sitting here talking about somebody's relationship that I don't even know.
Right, but you can't help but to notice it because they make everything so public.
Right.
But this particular situation, I felt like, you know what, he needs a hug. Because I saw a meme, it was floating around on Twitter or Instagram somewhere, and apparently Party Next Door and all of his messy glory is now Kylie Jenner's new boo. Yeah. So they posting pictures of all their ice wars and stuff, and Tyga posted a picture of
his
lonely bling.
His lonely bling. His lonely arm.
His lonely bling.
I'm sure
he's so bad.
And I just want to hug him because, like, why?
What's wrong with you, bro? Like, you just lost your young girlfriend.
Your baby.
To a dude that's younger than you. I mean, you probably need a hug.
And he's really like the centerpiece to this whole Kardashian
nonsense, personally.
Catastrophe. It's just like a hot mess. But you can't help but to just want to pat him on the back and tell him, you know what, everything's going to be okay, too. But you said something yesterday about I forgot what you said. We talked. These are my homies, okay?
Yeah. Really, really good conversation.
So we're hot like this on camera and off, mm-hmm. on the radio and off.
Yeah.
So we had a really extensive conversation last night about this, and it was just interesting. So I felt like, rightfully so, this week Tyga gets my free hug.
Right.
If you have any suggestions or if you have any artist or a scenario that you feel like this person needs a hug, like, I'm sorry.
Just a hug.
Yeah.
Just a free hug.
Just a hug. Maybe
no
some
hate.
Advice.
Just a free hug.
You know, just a hug. Because like she said, everybody, celebrities are humans too. We're all humans. We all go through emotions. Yeah.
We're all humans.
They got a little more money than we do.
Yeah, they have, you know, more money, more problems, you know. And relationships is something that you don't even have to have money. You can be dead broke and still have relationship problems.
Seriously.
You know,
probably
I
have more than a regular person you did.
Probably. And it's so weird because you have to do all of that in the public eye. And how, I don't know if it's
you,
if
you, don't have, you don't have to, though. Remember we discussed, because, you know, look at Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Okay.
They have been, you didn't even know that they were married until she decided that this is when, you know, you guys,
all right,
you
let's
guys
do this.
Know
let's
that
take it public.
She was going to be married. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you could be on that platform and still you have to learn how to keep your privacy, private.
It's about discretion.
You know? It's a business at the end of the day. You don't have to, you know, tell all your business once you choose to do it, you know.
And that is where I feel like just with artistry in general, like, I miss those days where all we got was the artist and their music, you know, like the artist and their craft, like, out of nowhere. Well, not even out of nowhere, but just social media in general has made everyone's personal life so public that we almost feel like we know these people.
I know too much of them.
And I don't even want to know that much. You know, like, I can really appreciate the fact that Beyonce will pop up
right.
only when she got something to say. But when
right.
she don't got nothing else to say, then
you
it's just like,
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Right.
So I miss that. And I wish that somehow, some way, we can get back to the old time way.
No.
It's over. I know. But if I'm going to be, if, all
right,
so when I get on the chart, right? I don't know if I want to have, like, my whole life out there, like.
I'll tell you this, because I was talking to a friend about this.
Okay.
And he was saying, you know, because he has some really good things coming up.
Yeah.
He was like, I just don't want to be famous. I said, well, you really cannot control. You
fame.
Cannot control fame. You cannot control if you go viral, anything like that.
That's
all you
true.
Have to do at the end of the day is remain authentically yourself.
Yourself.
Unapologetically yourself. And, you know, just try to make. The right decision, though,
yeah.
for the better good. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So you can't walk on eggshells.
I can say the same. Like, that was something that I used to say all the time, that I don't want to be famous. That's
right.
I would take everything but the fame.
I just want to be rich.
Really? Like, can I just get the money?
It's
like,
let me go to the dentist and get cavities filled, but. You're not gonna work on my mouth.
No,
yeah.
don't clean my teeth just for the cavity.
Yeah, don't even touch me. Just let me walk in and my cavity is filled. Unfortunately, like,
I mean,
I guess
nice.
The whole much is given, much is required,
yeah,
huh?
Right.
You know,
yeah,
the catch 22. But so that is, you know, pretty much our hot topic segment, our free hug segment. That is pretty much what I will be giving out every single week. As everything continues to develop, it'll get more and more interesting. I might even write an open letter. I should have wrote an open letter to Tyga and really told him how I felt about it.
Well,
no. We're going to do, this is very experimental. So, guys, you know, everybody who's tuned in right now, I thank you so much.
Love you.
Like, we love you so much. So, for real, like,
thank you guys for tuning in.
We do have a phone line.
Yes,
and if at any time you want to,
I like it like that.
Who that?
You a psychic? Can you tell me you a psychic?
Let's see. You got a caller, y'all.
Party on a Sunday.
Everybody, it's
Kwani
calling from LA.
Kwani! This is my boy, Kwani, all the way in LA.
Oh,
how's
my
the
God.
Weather, man?
I could not call. I don't need a damn hug.
Can you
I love
you
so much,
Kwani.
Oh,
man.
My God.
How's LA?
It's a struggle.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good struggle. That
good.
You hustling, man.
There you go.
I'll never be the same.
Well,
my man.
You look Tumblr amazing.
Doesn't he?
Because all your pictures that you take are like freaking awesome. So at least you got good quality of camera.
Very proud of you, bro. We're very proud.
You're so much love. I thank you for bringing us all that Cali love over here.
Yeah,
we need it. We need it.
It's definitely not Cali weather over here. It's
hell
Colorado
no.
Or Dakota.
It's great.
Don't make me proud. I'm excited for y'all. And I just wanted to say that before I go on about my day. So,
okay.
Well, we appreciate you.
Thanks,
yeah,
love, bud.
Thank you. I'm gonna be down there too, so I need you to take me to
yes,
all spots.
We need to get to LA.
Spielberg.
You know what I mean?
I need some auditions.
We know all the people.
All the
yeah,
people.
Bro. I need some In-N-Out Burger.
Oh yeah, I think I might have that at the dinner.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
All right, baby, we love you.
Thank you so much for calling, bro.
Thank you too. Bye.
Shout out.
That was Kwani. He called from LA. So
LA.
If you're in Jersey, you better call me.
He called from the west coast.
He ain't even on our
6 o'clock over there.
It's
3 o'clock.
He's enjoying his day.
3 hours behind us.
He woke up probably. Sometimes at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So he just woke up and called. So y'all been up all day.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys call in. We want to hear from you guys.
We have a number. Let's give them the number so they don't have no excuses. It's 609-218-6024. Again, that's 609-218. I can't see that far. 6024.
Call in.
Call in, y'all.
Talk to us.
So
are you guys going to, let me ask you guys. Okay, so there's, you know, show coming on tonight.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with them, but I mean, of course, you guys are familiar with the Billboard Music Awards.
Billboard, yes.
Tonight.
Yes.
Comes on at 8 o'clock tonight, so right after we finish here, you know, I'm sure everybody's going to be where we are, in front of the TV.
In front of the TV.
You know, it's hosted by Ludacris and Ciara, which I think is
that's exciting. Shout out to ATL.
Shout out to Ciara. She's such a beauty, man.
She's gorgeous.
What?
She's so gorgeous.
She's
modeling now, and I'm happy to see that.
I mean, why not? She could throw on a paper bag, put a waist belt around her, get some thigh-high boots, the same color as the paper bag, put her hair back. I'm telling you, that's a bold color.
That's flawless.
Seriously, you don't have to do anything.
It's a bold cover, but it'll be a long time before it's an album cover.
Oh, my God. You're such a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just being honest with you.
Are you a Future fan or something?
Probably. Keep it 100. I like designer more than I like.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even a Future fan. I just don't care for Ciara.
Oh, my God.
I'm just not a fan. I'm very sorry. I believe she's a fantastic dancer.
She is that.
Yes.
It's a great thing that she's multi-talented. I must say that. It pays to be multi-talented.
You have to be multi-talented. Oh, God, she's crazy. She's definitely...
Gentry's a hater.
She's definitely a talented woman.
Gentry is
that's the reason why. What you think about it, she's still in the game.
We're still saying
Ciara names right now. So she's on something.
Uh-huh.
Something right.
I compare Ciara to, like, Keisha Cole.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'll see Ciara on BET before I see her on the Grammys.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just wait on it. See, you coming.
You know what I mean?
Show him.
Come on, CC, come through.
We're gonna get her on the show.
Just tell CC to come on because this beat is automatic. She can come wherever she wants to.
Speaking of getting people on the show, right? I'm very excited to get our guest, like our first guest. I'm very curious to see who that might be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really are feeling like our vibes here, because it's nothing but good energy over on this side. If you're really feeling the vibes, please like let us know, and we will be glad to have you on the show, especially if you have some sort of talent, if you have music that you want us to hear, you can submit all of your submissions to On Sundays We Party at gmail.com.
Very soon we'll be playing some of these submissions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all about promoting and, you know, building ourselves and people around us.
Yeah, and your brand.
Definitely.
And we want to support, man. We really absolutely want to support. And it's a great thing to be here because each of us are from this city. And if you don't know where we're coming from, we right here in Trenton, New Jersey. And it's an awesome thing to be, you know, this station. We're powered by a homegrown station. Shout out to First Fam Radio, LLC, you know, and then to have three just dynamic individuals that reign from this same city. It's inspiring. So we want the town to know, and that's what we call our home. We call our home the town.
Shout out to the town.
Trenton,
New Jersey.
It's awesome to just, you know, have this outlet, have this platform to be able to support you guys because we need your support. So let's make this, you know, a give and take kind of thing. Yeah, you know.
Got you. We're going to make sure that we keep you guys updated on everything. Advice. You know, you guys can call in and give us advice because, you know, sometimes we go through stuff too.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need different types of perspective.
Oh,
and
my God.
We're totally transparent, so we're not going to leave you guys out. We'll let you know what's going on.
And we put it all on the table.
Yes.
We put it all on the table. You kind of quiet. Yeah. I don't like you this quiet.
No, because.
You plotting?
Because, you know, this is where I shine.
Yo, our hot topic, our topic for today.
Our topic, first of all, since this is the grand opening of this show, right? And it's party on a Sunday. I'm Sunday, okay?
Okay.
I feel like I need to share a little bit of just information with our listeners, just to give you a little bit of insight of, you know, who it is that I am and the things that I go through, you know? We came to conclude and create this show based off of our own experiences. So I'm going through something.
Okay.
I'm going through something, and I want y'all to talk to me about it and guide me through this. Okay, friends?
Okay.
All right.
Let me get my Dr. Phil glasses.
All right.
I have my Dr. Phil glasses at the moment, so I'm just going to blindly Dr. Phil it, but I'm going to give you that comes from
I'm a Steve Harvey. So I'm gonna my
Steve.
Face
yeah,
my
he's face. Definitely going to Steve Harvey it.
Well, we make sure you say her name right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who?
Yeah, if you go to Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah, right?
I'm not Steve Harvey.
I got the paperwork right here. You know what I mean? I don't want to say the name, but the name.
Please.
You know what I mean?
I don't need that.
First
no. But all right, so today, our topic for the day, it just kind of stemmed from a personal experience that I have been going through, and we called it love in retrospect. Why did we call it love in retrospect?
We called it love in retrospect because we had a conversation.
Okay.
And in that conversation, we realized that men only love in retrospect.
Okay.
So always after the fact, never during. So that's going to be our main focus of today's conversation.
Is it?
And but I, you realize where we're going to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it may get a little ugly. It may get.
It's going to get real.
A
that's
choppy.
What it's going to
get.
Yeah,
it's going to get real, real.
Because Anthony, my bad, Gentry.
There we go.
He, just Gentry. I gotta really like burn that into my brain. So he was giving me a little piece of advice yesterday, and I was asking him, I've been dating someone for a while now, and I'm like head over heels, and sometimes I feel really pathetic about it, and just being a girl, and just really girling, as my Philly people would say, why are you girling? Stop girling. So I've been girling lately and like really in my feelings about a situation that half of me wants to just be over and move on and get over it. And then the other half of me is just like, we can work this out. Let's get it together. So Gentry told me, I'll tell you what the problem is. You might have to walk away from it for a little bit because men tend to love in retrospect, meaning that he ain't going to appreciate you till you walk away. They might want to walk away. And this is literally me in my space. I got a man right now in the doghouse. And I'm fine with that. Like, he can stay in the doghouse for a couple more days.
You're not fine with that.
I'm not fine with it.
Not fine.
I'm not fine
well,
with
it.
I didn't give him nothing. I didn't even give him no water. So he's like,
he's
parched. I mean, I followed him on Snapchat.
You ain't really helping.
You can see what I'm doing. No. But other than that, I don't really have anything to say. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, so I kind of needed some advice on that. I have been in a situation with someone who I really do care about. And if I could make it work, I totally would make it work. Mm-hmm. But he just wants to be friends.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of torn about that.
There you go with the friends.
Because
the
friends for as much as I would love to keep him in my life, keep him in my world, and let's be friends, let's be cordial, there's way too many emotions still in the equation.
You know how I feel about that.
Like, what do you do?
Being friends with a lover...
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's only
it's
good
slope.
When you start it out.
It's only good, yeah, because it's like, you guys probably stop talking. You're like, oh, let's be friends. So you guys try to keep, see the friend conversation. But it's like, you're not going to tell me about your new girlfriend, your boyfriend. You're not going to tell me about that. And
Yeah. It's
just like, oh, well, I hope she's amazing. He's amazing. And, mm-hmm. I just wish you the best. We always say that, right? Let's keep it real. How many times do we believe?
I don't believe none of that. Because first of all, you're not about to talk to me about nobody.
Okay. I don't want it.
Don't talk to me about nothing. I just it's weird. And I don't know. Like, I don't even know where to take things.
It's a
difficult
route.
Emotionally and just, it's challenging. It's a challenging thing to kind of grasp. And I don't know, just from a male perspective, I'm trying to figure out, like, do you just throw in the towel and say, I can't do this, boom. Because, it's one of those things where do I just move on and we just pretend that we're dead to each other? Or do we speak occasionally and all that other
occasionally.
Stuff?
Occasionally. On occasion.
But
can we have an occasion on occasion?
Well,
no. No occasions on occasion.
Well,
no.
No occasion on occasion.
No occasion on occasion.
Do you see how steamy this topic is? We
already
dig into it.
No, not at all.
So we're going to get some music in. We're going to play some music,
right? We do need to play some music.
Play some music.
Who are we playing right now?
First songs on the list is Bam's 1990.
Bam's 1990.
One day.
Okay.
Shout out to Louis Tustak.
Shout out to Louis and Bam.
We're going
to
play these two tracks.
Respectively. We playing Bam first?
Yes, we're going to play Bam. Then we're gonna play
do we have that DJ?
Shout out to Louis.
You said no?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Okay, so then we'll figure
we'll
it out.
We'll come back to our
playlist. We'll figure out who we got. But in the meantime, in between time, Gentry, how was your day today? Did you go to church?
No.
Why are you saying like that? All right,
so this is the first Sunday we'll address this.
Okay.
Gentry is agnostic. Gentry does not confirm
nor
deny
the
existence.
Okay.
I don't say nothing.
Gentry is chilling.
Gentry don't walk into churches because they'll probably burn down. Right? I don't go to funerals, none of that stuff. But
what about weddings?
Weddings, see, I don't. It's in marriage is different. Marriage is very different. You know how I am with that. That is the end all be all. You know what I mean? I will be in somebody's wedding shedding a Denzel Washington tear. You know what I mean? That is a beautiful moment in which two people find their this. You know what I mean? That little tower in the steeple.
Okay.
Thing. You know what I mean? I'll be in there for that. But other than that, no, I don't really go to church. But there are some things you can't explain.
That's true. That is true. How about you?
Are you? It's been amazing. First and foremost, I just graduated.
Yeah! Congratulations!
Black man with a degree in here.
Yes.
Cause we going. I'm gonna need that Grammy dress. You know that, right?
Oh, you know I got you.
A little off the shoulder.
Just a little bit.
You know what I mean?
Cause you showed off with the prom dresses. I'm gonna just let you know.
Thank you.
First of all, I'm gonna need you to tell us where we can find you.
First of all, you can find my company at www.mannequin.bigcartel.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on all social medias at Mannequin Mob. If you want to follow me, you can follow me at Foreign Mannequin. Check out my website as well. You know, I'm trying to be all over the place. So you can find me on Tumblr, Foreign Mannequin.
He is all over the place.
Everywhere. You know, I'm trying to be.
Let me tell you, he's brought a lot of great events to this city. And yes. I've been honored to be a part of a few, and that's why he's sitting right here next to me, because when somebody feeds you, you gotta feed them back. You know what I'm saying? And I would love to team up. You know, sometimes you be like, yo, let's link, let's work,
And you never link.
And then you can literally work with this heavy right project.
Right. It has to work. It just simply has to be the right energy. You know, it just has to work.
You gotta work.
Be in tune and think all the way across.
And I like it. I like it. How do I know you?
Yeah. We've been everywhere together.
Have we?
We've been everywhere because I am everywhere. The reason I said Mr. Versatile is I've been in every single range of this music stuff. You know
that's
what I mean?
True.
Battle rap. We have been on stage. We have been in concert. We have been in interviews, a little bit of everything.
No, we definitely
New York
have.
Offices, all that stuff.
We absolutely have.
I think we met when we were at school.
Willie P.
Mm.
Right? Shout out to William Patterson.
Shout out to Willie P.
My best friend just graduated from Willie P. So shout out to you, Ashley. You better be listening.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. And me, I got my hand in a little bit of everything, as you can see. I'm singing, I'm trying to executive produce, I'm trying to do the whole thing. So, yes, and I picked up a camera. Shout out to my Nikon, okay? You can check out my vlog. I'm on YouTube. That is youtube.com/Camille Sahar. It's my name, very simple. Or you can follow me on all social media at So Sunday Morning. So stay tuned. You know, I got a lot of new music and things coming your way, a lot of new projects that I'm working on. Shout out to my first fam. My first fam. you know, we got some things in the works, some ideas that we're going to start developing. And, you know, so.
I'm excited to hear from you. Because, like, you understand, like, we used to listen to you. Shout out to Willie and my boy out there. We used to listen to you on YouTube. Like, everything.
But let's cut them all short. Let's get to this commercial.
Yes.
All right, so we'll be right back.
Yeah.
You have a plan. home, lay me up inside her home. She wanna turn me on, breakfast in the morning, she said. And I said, mommy, you can take me home, you let the whole crew get on.
I got this chick from Cali, profiling, she wild, gangster, she knows it, she got it like that. We was driving on Crenshaw, cruising for food, pulled up beside me, set off in the lap. And I said, damn girl, you acting like you don't know, never seen me before. Episode of Cribs on MTV video, what you think TS stand for? She said, success. Yeah, that's two and the diamonds is no facade. Used to be a broke from the BX, now I'm rich, got the world screaming terror squad. Think about it now, everywhere we go, every other city we toast, they never say no. Seems like every other night I got a different chick begging me.
She wanna take me home, lay me up inside her home. She wanna turn me on, breakfast in the morning, she said. Then I said, mommy, you can take me home, we can let the whole crew get on.
Has a Remy in my car, right? And that's when I peeped them. She's looking so fresh and so clean up. The bit is down to his pieces. I really do mean this. I ain't never seen it. Slipping some people standing in between. I had to go over there so I could meet him. I had him pinned up in the cut near the speeches. If he got a girl, I know she's heated. So right now I'm what he needed. If he crushed me, then trust me. It's a guarantee that he's not leaving. Told me he heard of me, but don't know me. And I liked him for some reason. Invited him to my place set. And I ain't got a man, so it ain't cheating. Think about it now.
She wanna take me home, lay me up inside her home.
Hold on.
She wanna turn me on, breakfast in the morning, she said. Mommy, you can take me home, let the whole crew get on.
Yeah, you're the big girl, eat it up. Now tell your friend to hold your hand while you eating up. A little hot, a little drunk, little dicked up. We in the truck, I'm picking on by the speakers bump. I'm steady speeding up, swerving the bumps. I'm trying to f, but I ain't trying to f the 23s up. So I ease up, drunk and focused, trying to watch the road until the backseat's heating up. And so I'm creeping them, wish you could see them. I know you hear them breathing like they've been possessed by demons. I know you heed it, wish you was here, but gotta go now. Have a good evening, hang up the phone now, have a good weekend. Shorty just cold, you both in front seat, and I think she about to go. Full season, I know the horn ain't beat for no reason. Me in the morning acting indecent. She's so horny, seems like every other night I get a group of chicks begging me.
She wanna take me home, lay me up inside her home. She wanna turn me on, breakfast in the morning, she said. Then I say, mommy, you can take me home, we can let the whole crew get on. She wanna take me home, lay me up inside her home. She wanna turn me on, breakfast in the morning, she said. Then I said, mommy, you can take me home, we let the whole crew get on.
So, first things first, we're getting back into our story that we had previously. We're going into, can the side chick be basically your main chick? And, of course, it's my turn to speak.
Oh, my God.
All right. Recky, darling.
So, we'll get into it. Now, Sunday's story here that she has is, you're a little different.
I'm a little different.
Are the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You may get back in there because, you know, if there ain't the sugar and the honey, you're the iced tea regardless.
You know?
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the regular non-Beyonce women in the room, right? Right? I'll give you a perfect example. So let me paint a picture.
For you locals. No, I'm sorry.
You know, me, I am the charmingest. You know what I mean? If that was a word.
God.
Yeah,
the,
oh, God.
The master of charm, right? Like, if your auntie was in the room and her man was there, your uncle, auntie be going home with me.
Okay.
Right? That's just how it goes. So, every now and again, you get into these situations. I was young. You know, I dabbled.
Okay.
I dabbled. So, I've had several women that I have not had full relationships with.
Mm.
Right? And in the same sentiment, I took full advantage of that. Right? Because when you have those conversations, hey, you can't do this to me. You can't do that to me.
Uh-huh.
You can't talk to me this way. Hey, you're not my girlfriend. Right? You know you're not my girlfriend. From
right.
Jump Street. So I played that to the fullest extent of the word. But then you have those situations with the women that you are dating, and you treat them above and beyond, and that may not end up the same way. So say if I have a girlfriend, which I do presently right now, and I never cheat on her. But say previously I had a girlfriend, right?
Right.
And she's not. Yes, I do. I do have a girlfriend right now. Which is weird for me.
Yeah,
I do talk a lot of junk.
You talk a lot of junk.
You have a nice lady at home, right?
Shout out to her.
Shout out to her for putting up with my shit.
Shout out to Lady Gentry.
Lady Gentry. On a regular basis. So, give you a perfect example. So, past preference. I had a girl I was dating for quite some time. Right. She would give me the most leeway in the entire world. Right. She just loved me that much. But in the same sense, I'm the guy that likes to chase. I'm the guy that likes the fire. You know what I mean? So, on my side, I have my side women. Not just one, of course, because I'm greedy. Right. My side women. And I knew that they would never encroach on what it is that I had with her, right? But I did have one special little side joint piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she somehow meandered her way into the sheets. You know what I mean? Somehow got her way into the system, right? And it didn't end up well because since day one, I could always know that I could get away with more because you allowed me to lie to you for so long.
Yeah.
You allowed me to let you feel like you were less than the other person I was with because I was hiding this one, right? And she allowed it. She allowed it, and she perpetuated that for a long-ass time, whether the mm-hmm was good or not,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I had never been in a situation where the mm-hmm wasn't.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't like it was new mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm comes in different shapes and sizes.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? But in that same sentiment, I've grown since then, of course, because I know you can't treat women that way.
Yeah.
But being young and dumb and full of, you know, I was like just caught up in the situation. But at the same time, I knew that this woman that I had put on this version was not on the pedestal that I had put this other lady.
Yeah.
And I had put her on the pedestal. And then we started messing up. I was like, maybe I can see myself being in that situation with this girl that I previously was with or my side job.
Okay. So you fell in love with the stripper.
You know?
In a sense.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Okay.
But did you actually?
Act on it,
yeah, like were you actually into that, or was it just
was,
a temporary?
I feel like he acted on it.
We made an attempt, and then shortly after, it's funny because I couldn't trust her.
Mm.
I couldn't put her past it because what makes me think that she wouldn't cheat on me if she allowed me to be there cheating on her?
That is one of my.
Are you serious?
Men think differently too.
So is that where the guilty conscience pretty much comes in at?
Yes.
Because you let me dog you out, I know you're gonna dog me
right.
out.
Yes.
Now see that brings me back to my point, right?
Yeah.
For as much as I was the special friend. I do not like the term side chick.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna abolish that. We don't even say the word side chick on this show no more, okay, y'all?
Special friend. The other half.
Yes, the other half.
Because you know there's three sides. Right or wrong.
Love triangle, man.
You know? So when I was the other half in
mm-hmm.
this situation, okay, I totally, you get to see just who this person truly, truly is. So when it came time for us to start dating, I didn't trust him for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew what he was capable of. I knew what he would do. And I knew that, okay, now I done been promoted to, you know, I'm the girlfriend now, or so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody had to have taken my spot.
Mm-hmm.
Lord knows they did.
Yeah.
So it was just like, all right, well, how do I get comfortable now? I'm the one in the hot seat now. Like, and that's
yeah.
what it felt like. It
right.
felt like I was in the hot seat. I didn't feel like, you know, I had any right to be
mad or anything like that.
Yeah, like I just.
Well, you don't. Because
you don't.
When you're the side chick, unfortunately, you have no.
It was one of those.
Say so and how you should feel if you get back with.
No. I didn't. I really. It was one of those things that was just like, yo, be careful what you wish for.
Okay.
That's what it felt like. It was a be careful what you wish for thing. Guys, we're trying to get a live link right now.
Because we do have a lot of listeners that are asking for it. So I'm trying to get
it out. Because I really want y'all to hear this.
Yeah, because this is a very important conversation.
Because we're up here slowing first and foremost.
You
know what I mean?
First of all, that was the hardest thing to do, was figure out what to wear to the party.
Yeah. Right.
Every
I don't know what the word is.
They realize that we are the party.
I'm
going to
have some stuff. We're going to have some ideas.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun. So
it was so hard. But yeah, so like there is no such thing. Here we go. We got it. So there was no such thing as, there is no longer a such thing as a side chick. Not no, at the no. party.
Nope.
Ain't no side chicks in the party.
No side chicks in
the party. There's other halves at the party.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah.
So you said that you were the side chick. You kept caught feelings, correct?
I did. I caught hard feelings.
Have you guys been dealing with each other? Or, you know, because it sounds to me like you want to forget this person, but you don't want to forget them.
You don't know what you're doing.
All right.
Like, do you want them or do you not? So
Do you love them? Do you like them? Do you want to leave them? The three L's.
I want this person in my life.
Okay.
I totally want this person in my life.
Let me ask you a question, though. Because you get in these situations. Because I feel like this is the root to most of these, right? Every side woman I've ever been with, because I have had a few, right? Is the D that serious?
Is he that serious?
Is it that serious?
Yes, it's that serious.
You know why?
It's that damn serious.
Good D will send a woman to church, to college, you know what I mean? To post grad. It will change lives. You know what I mean? That's what keeps everybody in it. If the sex is not up to par.
Listen, we're not even going to talk about this.
I'm just saying.
That's a whole other episode.
It has to be good, though.
So, putting up with the nonsense. Okay, so how do you currently feel, like, at this exact moment when it comes to dealing with a guy? Like, you know, you said you were once the side chick. Do you want to be more? You want to be more than a side chick, I'm assuming, mm-hmm. right?
All right, so this is the deal, right? So I've totally been patient. I've been kind, I've been understanding.
Yes.
And I've been there.
You've been there.
I've been there.
You've been present.
I've been present. And you know what it was? Last night, Gentry told me, my problem is I made myself too available.
Too available. My mother has been telling me that since day one. When a woman makes yourself too available, you start to lose that. Because it's like, women are gazelles and I'm the lion. You know what I mean? If the gazelle ain't chasing, you know what I'm saying?
But the gazelle don't chase the lion.
You're right.
If they chase the lion, they're fools. Because you get in the perimeter of a lion's mouth.
And that's what I feel like. I feel like I'm the dumbass gazelle that chased the lion, and the lion then ate me, and now I'm like left for dead. You left me for dead!
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to turn you into the lion.
All right.
Gotta be the lion. All right. And it goes for not just for women, men too, because you know we got them men who be outside, and you know they see their girl in the club, and she get her booty rubbed on, like some boy who probably got a couple more dollars in her with a little Moschino belt.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? And then they feel in some kind of way, they want to fight her, or they want to be like, yo, baby, like, you know, you really want to do me like that. So I feel like men can be side pieces too. Like
they can.
I've been in a situation where I would consider that. I think if once I like analyze the situation, I realized that I was.
Oh no!
It's okay though.
It is. It really
You've
is.
All been
because,
there.
Like I said, as long as you admit and you realize what reality is, you're good. Mm-hmm. Like I realized, I'm like, okay, I was probably the side piece because they weren't okay when we first started dealing with each other. They weren't dealing with who they were dealing with at that point. But they were talking previously, and out of nowhere, this person pops up, and they're like, oh, well, you know, old feelings resurface and this, that, and third, and I just want to see where it goes, but I still want to have some juice. First of all, pause.
Okay. Oh, is
that? Got enough you for two. You know, so I was, you know, I, but I still wanted it. Like how you said, you still want it? I still want it.
Uh-oh, we got a caller.
We have a caller.
We do have a caller.
Gentry, you mind taking that call?
Let's see.
Hey,
how you doing, Colin?
Welcome to Party on a Sunday radio show. Who are we talking to?
Leela.
Hey. Hi, Leela. How you doing, sweetheart?
Where are you calling from, honey?
Trent.
Hey.
Hey, boo.
Talk
how you
to
doing?
Us, babe.
Talk to us.
I'm good. I'm going to see you now.
Huh? Radio. You're on the radio, yeah. Tell the person.
Yeah, you on the radio. You live, too, baby.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, what's up?
What's up? So what do you? So do you think the side chick can win?
Do you think she can? She can be delivered.
Wait. Do you think? Do I think side chicks can win?
Do you think side chicks can be main chicks?
I think it depends on like what the guy is telling the female.
House way.
Right.
Like men can be telling a female like, yo, I'm about to leave my girl. All this other stuff.
Finagles. Exactly.
Honestly, and also a female, she's got a Sierra Grant.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. If she want to be like the side chick or the main chick, then she got to play her part.
So do you think that it's okay to be a side chick? Because I know I see a lot of posts where girls are okay with just getting something from the guy, getting a couple dollars. And, you know, they got a whole wife at home. And it's just okay with it because maybe it defeats the purpose of the stress. Because, you know, guys come with a lot of stress.
Yeah.
So do you think...
I think
you
basically, like,
females,
like, they don't know
their
worth.
Ah, thank you.
That's a great point.
Because nobody wants to be a side chick.
Because no female should be... okay with being second to anybody.
Exactly.
That's a great point.
Exactly.
Yes, Miss Queen.
That's a great point.
Yes, Queen.
Which brings us to our next segment. What's your name? Mila, right, baby?
Lila.
Are you listening to us right now?
I don't know. I just came on Facebook and I seen y'all.
We appreciate you, though.
Shout out to
Facebook.
Thank
we appreciate you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Make sure you tell everybody to follow us. Party on a Sunday, honey.
Oh, you want to shout out? Who you want to shout out? Oh.
Nobody.
Dang.
Shout out and get clicked on.
Lila said a very, very important thing, though. Mm-hmm. Yes. So for the random caller, I really appreciate that because she said no woman should feel like it's okay to come second to anybody. And
yes.
It's about self-worth, mm-hmm. which brings me to my point now.
Mm-hmm.
I totally feel like the better half
mm-hmm.
can be delivered
mm-hmm.
because there comes a point in your life. Now, mind you, I left out this one little fun fact. I was 19 when this shit started.
Ah, y'all baby. Yeah.
So I was totally old.
Oh, we got another caller.
Who
was this?
Everybody can relate. I understand.
Caller, welcome to Party on a Sunday. Come on, tell me something good.
Who are you? Bro? What's your name?
Hey!
Shout out to Terry Crown.
Kwani, I love you so much.
Can you hit us a note, please? Can you hit a note for me? Mm-hmm. Hit a note.
Yes, someone's on this.
You better
thank
clown
you.
Them here.
Thank you, my
this is my good friend, Kwani, who is the owner of Kennedy Crowns.
Yes,
we
him. We need some crowns over here, baby.
Yeah. Kennedy Crowns, but you got to check him out. He's amazing. He's crowned Luke Kim.
Yes, you have.
Tiffany Fox. I mean, he's amazing. I love him so much. Thank you so much for calling. He's calling in all the way from North Carolina.
Kwani, it's been so long.
I know.
What's up? Thank you.
This is amazing. Y'all keep doing what y'all
thank
do.
You.
Thank
you. But wait, Kelly, before you hang up, can you tell us, can the side chick be the main chick? I mean, we just need to figure out.
A side chick can turn into a main chick, but she always
going to
be a side chick.
Thank
always
you.
Somebody
thank you. She always going to be a side chick. You know.
I think side chick can make it, but what about, you know.
I think
okay.
they can make it.
So you okay? So far Gentry is winning.
Thank
it's
you.
Okay
thank
because
you.
Two for Gentry, zero for Cam. Oh
okay,
man,
Cam. It's all right.
Are we taking more callers?
Kelly,
no.
Thank you so
we're
much for
out.
Calling in. We appreciate you.
We
I'm
love you so
you
much.
I love you so much, and I cannot wait to see you again. Make sure you guys follow him on Instagram. Brown. Thank you so much.
Right. Peace, baby.
You have a good day, my friend. Appreciate you.
I'm loving all the love.
You're loving all the love.
I'm really loving
really
the love.
Really appreciate you guys. Oh, another one
I'm
calling.
I'm really loving
in.
The love.
All right, we're gonna take another call, but we have to get into right,
that's it.
This. That's it.
My friend, you're calling in the party on a Sunday.
Woo-hoo! Who is this?
Hey, Quick Sean, this is Bree.
Hey.
I am so happy for you. I love you to death. I love you. I'm so excited. I'm so proud about your accomplishment.
Thank you.
Trenton, New Jersey on the best.
Yes, Trenton.
So let me ask you a question. Are you ready?
Yes.
So we had a topic, and my good friend Miss Sunday over here,
mm-hmm.
she was a side chick, and now she felt like that she should be the main, you know, she wanted to be the main chick. So do you believe the side chick could be the main chick?
I ain't playing no side chick.
I know, that's right.
But here's my question, sweetheart. Can the side chick...
too much work than my man.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't be, you would be upset if somebody decided they want to be the side chick to the man, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right. So you want to pop through. So
you want to pop through.
Pop through. Uh-huh. So that means that there is no place for the side chick to be main chick.
That is correct. That
okay.
Is correct. I don't
another one for me.
Okay.
I appreciate
it's your
you.
Own man. Honey.
I appreciate you, and I love you for you.
That is.
I love you so much.
Thank
babe.
You for calling
Thank
in. I appreciate it.
In.
Make sure you stay tuned and you follow us on every social As media. On Them Days We Party.
Yes, yes.
Check us out on First Stand Radio on YouTube. And thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Love you.
Appreciate
you. Okay.
I'm a little.
So,
my clip's a little early, but it's cool.
Yeah, you
I
like banging on people?
I am the king of the bang.
So. All right, Gentry's 3 for 3.
Gentry's 3 for 3. All right.
Nobody believes that
the side chick
can
be the main
chick.
Can
you know
why?
Delivered.
You know why? Because it's a different mm-hmm. it's a different thing. Because once you put yourself in that circle, once you put yourself in that lane,
you're
it's
there
hard.
Forever.
It's like my same question is the friend zone real? You know what I mean? That
the friend
kind of
zone
thing.
Is not
the
real.
The friend zone is not real. The friend zone is created because there's certain men that can't accept
rejection,
right? And there's certain women that just like. To keep men strung on. It's not every woman. It's
okay.
not every man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But there's a chosen few that use the term friend zone lightly or
okay.
use it as an extension of themselves to get a little bit more attention or
okay.
just to keep bugging a woman without saying, hey, I'm a fucking creep.
So basically, they just want their cake and eat it too.
Exactly.
When they say, I want to be friends. If you want to be friends,
mm-hmm.
you get no cake.
You get
no
cake.
Cookies,
you
get
nothing.
No zebra cake. You get none of that. You get the refrigerator locked. You can look at it.
But see, when you bake a cake, ain't you supposed to
I'm bummed.
But you ain't baking a cake. If you my friend, you got to get part of the cake.
Exactly.
If you wasn't my friend, we more than a friend, then you're part of the ingredient.
You know what I mean?
The rapper.
You in
the
cake.
You
in the cake.
You in the cake.
I'm just saying.
We need more callers to call in and tell us whether or not a side chick can be a main chick. We want to know. We want to know what y'all think.
Where is the girls who've been considered a side chick? Because
yeah, like,
know
I know I can't be the only one.
We know it's more than three of y'all that have been a side chick.
I'm not
before.
The only one who's gone through this experience. And listen, like I said, you can't shame the shameless. I've been there. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer where I am. Let's get that clear.
Exactly. I'm interested.
It's definitely a past experience. Mm-hmm. And a learning lesson, which is why I'm very comfortable with speaking about it today.
Exactly.
So I really do. I just want to get some clarity on whether or not
and for my
that's
fellas,
something you can graduate
for my fellas,
from.
In the same sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you say, can a side chick be a main chick? We're kind of cutting y'all off. Can a side dude also become the main dude, right? Because I have been many women's side dudes. And I have become many women's main dude.
I don't know. That's a great
from a
question.
Side dude.
So you never went from a main to a
I
side.
Have never gone from a side dude to a main because I'm the type of dude that when you give me a lane to choose,
right.
I don't violate.
So you just stay, you just like
stay in my lane.
I'm going to deal with it.
I stay in my lane.
Okay.
I'll give you a perfect example, right? So me and my present lady, right? Mm-hmm. When we first started messing around, she basically told me, hey, we are only this. Right, we're getting together. We're gonna call you when I call you.
Right,
we're gonna hang out when I hang out.
You're leave
cool.
When I leave.
And I was like, good, because the was really good. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, cool. I'll be that. But then later, when she started to establish feelings for me and everything,
mm-hmm.
it became a different kind of conversation because I had already established this is all you wanted from me.
Right.
You know what I mean, this is the only place that you wanted me to be in. So once we got to that place, and you're like, hey, I like you. I'm like, hey, sorry, not sorry.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
You made this itinerary.
You made this itinerary. You paved this road. I'm just trying to follow this, sweetheart.
Hey, I feel like that's an issue. That's something that I go through too. Because I'm always like,
mm-hmm.
I want to take it slow. I want to be friends. You know, this and that. I don't want a relationship. But then, like, when I start developing feelings or something like that, and it's like, okay, you know, I'm ready to go to step two. And they're
right.
like, oh, you just said step one was it.
Right.
So it's like, you know, well, we can't go to step one. And then now, you know, you got to, like, that's when the problem's coming. You start wanting to snatch people out of cars.
Yeah, you want to start.
Oh, my God.
Stuff like that, but we ain't going to talk about it.
Really
we go real lemonade on them.
Yeah. Shout out to
Lemonade.
Mother Beyonce.
Because Lemonade is fantastic.
Mother.
And also, shout out to the women that have become sour from said
first
Lemonade.
First of all.
Hold on, no. Second of all.
And I got my head rolling with that.
First of all. I want to address the women that are doing the whole baseball bat down the street nonsense.
Oh,
you are the same women.
Y'all are the same
shorties that thought y'all were irreplaceable a couple years ago and got replaced. So you got to chill. You know what I mean? You got to chill. Not everybody is Beyonce.
That's not cool.
Somebody got to be Kelly Rowland.
That's not cool.
Somebody has to be Kelly Rowland.
Wait,
it has to be Michelle.
Nobody has to be.
Kelly Rowland is.
She's the Black Barbie.
She's
the Black Barbie.
On Chase's Destiny, she's from Trenton, New Jersey.
First of all,
and
yes.
Shout out
to Brianna Zabu.
Put us on the map, girl. Shout
put
out
it on the map.
Rolling,
I know Brianna personally, okay? She's
awesome.
Such a light. I had the privilege of seeing her perform at Webster Hall
right.
a couple months ago. She killed it.
She killed it.
And
we love you.
We're so proud of you, Bree. Trenton is so rooting for you.
Yes.
We hope to see you do absolute great things. Thank you so much for putting on for the town. Keep doing you, baby girl.
And make sure you guys check it out every Tuesday.
Yes, Chasing Destiny. She's on Chasing Destiny. 10 o'clock every Tuesday. Shout out to the town.
When we do on Party of the Sunday, we always acknowledge and share
absolutely
for the amazing people.
Absolutely.
Not just in the perimeter, but all over.
All over the place. Because Trenton makes the world taste, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we all over the place.
That's right.
Don't sleep on Trenton. You're going to find us in every city, every state.
Did you just not hear the call? We have somebody from L.A.
Okay.
Y'all at home right now watching our Facebook live feed, probably watching us online, probably watching the Periscope. Call in, because I know a lot of y'all are side chicks, because a lot of y'all have been mine.
Call in.
But can I say something about the men, right? Please. You said, can men become the side men become the main?
Yes.
Now, me, I'm someone, I have a real attitude problem.
Okay.
Like, and if you are my side piece, which is kind of rare, but if you are my side piece, chances are you may or may not be able to become my main, because I don't know if I'll be able to, like, I don't know if I'll be able to tolerate you. Like,
see, because you put them in that lane where you don't take them as serious.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Or
so
you think you don't take them as serious?
Exactly.
Maybe I won't.
Until you start developing.
But then there's those people. Like, don't get me wrong. Let me say this, right? In all of the BS that I've gone through over the last couple of years, there has been a guy, right, who has been so perfect, has been someone who, and we had this conversation. I said, listen, yo. I know for a fact that me and you should probably be together, but because I'm so immature, I can't even wrap my mind around the fact that that you're supposed to be the one that I'm with.
Somebody like what you was.
You had a phone call. Let's answer this phone call. How you doing, Carla? We're here in the party. Welcome to party on a Sunday. How can I talk to you?
Hello.
If you want to call in, definitely have a conversation with us. We're welcome.
Call in.
Call in. Talk
609-218-6024. And again, if you are not in the Jersey area, it is completely fine because you are still invited to the party on Sunday. You will call in at 917-889-8297. The topic today is Kiss a Side Chick, Darling. Can a side chick be the main chick, or can a side dude be
the
main
dude?
Side chick, but you're the main chick now, right? Or you were the main chick.
I was the main chick, and then I became the ex chick.
So, Gentry, do you believe in that?
Do I believe in becoming the main chick or becoming the not on the list anymore chick?
The main chick from a side chick.
I gave you an example. So we've been through this.
And then after that, we're going to go into a solution because need to know what I need to go from
here. I got your back. I got the solution.
Yeah,
I have been around, you know what I mean, Tupac lyrics, right?
You been around weird?
I've been around. Get up. I've been around.
You like a Rolling Stone.
Yeah. No Rolling Stone.
Okay.
I stay where I'm supposed to be at, but when I'm rolling, you know what I mean,
going
I'm out. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
But, give an example. So I have been in various situations. And I can honestly tell you, it really depends on the persistence of the woman. If I have a woman that is variably persistent, and she keeps showing me that she can continuously get better, she can continuously show me that she is the woman that's for me.
Right.
I cannot do anything but say, yeah, that is it. But at a certain extent, you're going to get discouraged. You're going to get discouraged. And you're not up. You got a phone call coming
I'm
in.
I'm discouraged.
I hope this is somebody who is
ready to talk, right? How you doing? Welcome to party on a Sunday. Party goer, how can we help you today? What's going on?
Yes. What's the topic of the day?
The topic of the day is, can the side lady or the side man, because we're doing both sides, become the main?
Why
Thank
not?
You.
Why do you think that they cannot elevate from being the side to the main?
Because you started off on the wrong foot from the get-go.
I agree.
When you started off on the wrong foot, it always ends on the wrong foot.
It does.
That's true.
It does.
That's very true.
Exactly. That's a good point, but what if you walk in on the wrong foot, but your mouth is you can do amazing things.
You
can do great things. And what happens when a main chick decides to go on the wrong foot and then
Then we fall apart. There's no chance.
When the main chick goes on the wrong foot, the side chick foot becomes the right foot.
Do you take a shot or you just shoot the shot?
You good.
Miss, are you a main chick or a side chick?
Let me play devil's advocate. What if you meet a nice? Because I always call this the Tyler Perry theory, right? Say you got you a nice bald black man, you know what I'm saying, right? And then you meet that light skinned gardener. You meet your light skinned gardener. Your light skinned gardener got a lady. You know what I mean? You've been dealing with this one dude that's been treating you wrong for so long. Your light skinned gardener got a lady, but that light skinned gardener is the man for you.
He put it down.
I don't even put myself in that position. Once I find out you have a lady, it's a no-go for me because I believe in karma. It's going to come back.
There you go.
That's true.
I wait for mine.
You
better appreciate that.
You better appreciate that.
And you can't do nothing but respect that.
You can't. I really appreciate you calling in with that perspective because that is something that should be considered. You know, you should take that. You should put yourself in the shoes of the main chick, and you were dealing with someone else's, you know, somebody, your man was dealing with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. It's just on your conscience. It definitely eats away at your conscience, and it's something that
in the background right there. That's your light skin garner right there.
So thank you so much for calling.
We appreciate you. Love
you
very much.
Make sure you stay tuned, okay? We'll be on
and
every
come
Sunday.
In next week for the next party.
All right.
Bye.
See,
love on this.
They always have good perspective.
It's like
perspective.
We want to hear, but you like we're here to basically not only entertain you guys, but we're here also to get a grasp on what it is that you see that's different than us.
But wait a minute.
Yeah.
Back to Tiger. Shout out to Tiger. Was Kylie and Blac Chyna, Tiger and Kylie dealing with each other when he was with Blac Chyna?
No, after.
No. Apparently it was during, like right in the. But he had a baby by that lady.
Yeah, I don't know, but I do know that means that Kylie, because Kylie became the main chick, so I don't know if she was.
Tiger and Blac Chyna were together. Mm-hmm. And they were hanging around Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Yeah.
So they were like rubbing elbows with all of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's network. You know, they kind of would invite them out to different parties and things like that, which is how Chyna became best friends with Kim Kardashian.
Okay, they
were best friends, which was how she got in there. Gotcha. So then now all of a sudden, you know, I'm scheming because iron sharpens iron. We all know that.
Okay.
So you getting your coin over here. You became famous from a sex tape. And I'm a stripper, so listen, we ain't got that much off in common. So I'm going to follow everything that you do. I'm going to study you, Kim Kardashian, and I'm going to take my legacy as a stripper because I'm a businesswoman anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take a little bit of what you got and I'm going to just apply it to what I'm doing over here.
Yes.
And somehow, some way, Tiger got lost in the sauce in that. You know, Chyna, she's an alpha female. She comes off to me as, you know, like the boss lady.
Yeah,
I feel like. Black Chyna.
Let me say,
I think Black Chyna is an opportunist.
I think
she's an opportunist. And she's a very good one.
She's a strategist.
She is about to be a Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
She already is a Kardashian.
Highly gross last name.
Angela Kardashian.
Get that coin. Shout out to you and all your future endeavors, honey. And, you know, if you need a dress made, You want something custom made.
You know what I mean?
Join the mob.
You need that wedding dress.
You know what I mean?
Okay, you need that wedding dress. I mean, it's for the ball mom.
We know it.
Shout out to ball mom, but mannequins is right.
I love me some ball mannequins.
Oh, and she supports. She definitely supports because shout out to these pink lips. Iris,
yes.
Iris, she's out straight out of Philly.
Shout out to her, yo.
She designed their VMA outfit.
Yes,
Black China
did
and
Barbie boots.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, her Barbie boots.
Mm-hmm. So Black China is good to. So she's definitely there for some support.
Okay,
and so listen, China.
Now see, I don't know what they're talking about.
And I'm
at.
He know. That, okay.
Now see, these two are so fashionably inclined, and I'm just the guy that's wearing the hundreds.
I'm good.
This is like streetwear, like skateboard. I'm good.
I mean, I like it though.
I like comfort.
I would wear it. Like, we could find it.
I
shop in
a
thrift.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm a thrift store shopper. I'm a thrift store shopper.
This came from a thrift store.
I mix a little bit of
like
everything.
It.
I mix a little bit of everything.
Thank you.
My main thing is I want to be comfortable in my day, whether or not I look good, which is usually all the time.
Oh my God.
It just comes from the comfort and the confidence of it.
I mean, you have to have confidence.
I'm not gonna lie though, you had a crop top that I wish you had was like baseball cut.
Uh-huh.
I wear that with the big old M on it.
Okay.
Oh, crispy.
Okay, so
crispy.
I got you.
That's a mannequin original.
I know.
That's a mannequin
crispy.
Original. My collection drops this Friday.
Yeah.
You can check it out on all social media at Mannequin Mob. You can check it out on www.mannequin.bigcartel.com.
Yes.
We just finished wrapping up a photo shoot with the male.
Very proud of my brother here.
Thank you,
man.
I appreciate that, y'all. I really appreciate that.
I think we low-key came up with a solution because I kind of like what you said.
He always has to do stuff. Like, he's a master manipulator, so he better have it.
Yes, I am. I stopped the manipulation because I found someone that I don't need to manipulate any further.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? No,
let's keep it
300. There's no reason to manipulate someone that I know further I wouldn't gain anything from it. I wouldn't gain anything from manipulation of this young lady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I feel that strongly for her.
I'm at a space now. Let me bring you current to my situation. I am no longer the side chick, guys.
Mm-hmm.
This was just a little
Hold on. We got a phone call.
I love the fact
that phone call.
Y'all are calling me.
Yeah.
Oh, the same call. Hold on. Let's see.
Owen?
Oh, I'm saying it. Okay. How you doing? Welcome to the party. How's it going today?
Woo-woo.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I'm
going to
call
the shout-out
to Quay Sean.
There we go.
That's Quay getting the love.
Who is Sabrina?
Yeah, I know.
Because I know GP. I mean, y'all want to know what GP means? Do you think a side chick can be the main chick?
Understandable, but look, sweetheart, can the side chick become the main chick?
Hell no.
Thank you.
Why do you agree?
wait, say that again.
Say that one more time.
One more time.
Say, what did you just say?
A side chick can never be the main chick.
Why not? What?
A side chick can never be the main chick.
Why not?
Okay.
She the hoe.
No, that's not on the match, though. Like,
that girl over there.
Say the side chick don't even know, right? She finds out later after she's already involved with this gentleman. Right? She finds out later that he has a lady. Why is it that she can never progress from that situation?
Hello?
Hello, Sharita.
Oh, we might have to let her go.
Be honest, I know you won't go, but I appreciate you too.
Thank you so much for calling
for your love.
Thank you.
Shout out to all the main chicks out there, and shout out to all
Stop.
The side chicks. And
all the side chicks,
out
yeah.
Shout out to y'all.
I love you very much. Sharita, you have a nice night. We are.
Bye, Sharita.
Bye.
Woo-woo.
Yo, I'm losing, y'all. I'm losing.
It's 5-0.
I'm never going to be white.
Everybody's calling in, have I be the main. It's
my thing.
Because all the side chicks out here, y'all lying.
We have been in several.
Y'all lying, and the truth ain't in you.
I have seen more than just a chick that's like, oh, I started messing with this dude when he had a chick. Most of y'all don't even know. Y'all just meet some dude in the bar, or y'all meet him in real life, or y'all meet him on the internet. Y'all don't even know this nigga got a girl, right? But, like, don't sit here and try to lie to me like you ain't never been no side chick.
It's all good.
Nine times out of ten, you already been
maybe
one.
They're not listening.
Know.
Maybe the side chicks ain't listening
the
today.
Ain't listening. We only got main chicks.
But it's okay. Yeah, all the main chicks are calling in. But you know what? I just want to shout out to everybody who don't take nobody's shit.
Yeah.
Everybody who is in a position where they feel like, you know what? No, hell no, I ain't about to be nobody's side chick. Because if I knew then what I knew now, I wouldn't have been so naive. I wouldn't have been so stupid. But you know, sometimes we are young and we are dumb, and it takes a little bumping of the head to know what you ain't ever going to deal with in the future. So I thank God for my experiences.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
So
like,
what you should do before you get involved for future reference, I need all my guys and my ladies to get information.
Ask questions.
Know what's going on. Like, even
and
if
stop
they
lying.
I mean, you know what? Because sometimes I met some good liars. They can lie and tell you they're just the loneliest person in the world.
No, wait, y'all remember that meme? It was like, it was the dude on his and his wife on his wedding day, and
really?
It was like, nah, I'm just talking to somebody. It ain't nothing serious. But they married. They in the yo.
Lying.
You can just stop
all,
lying.
You always lying.
And you only call them on the weekends. You ain't taking them for Christmas. You're not taking Thanksgiving plate.
You didn't give shorty a Thanksgiving plate. You foul, bro.
Well, you know you're a main chick is when Thanksgiving comes, you get a plate with the food on it, still hot. Not no microwave stuff that you gotta heat up the next day.
Fresh out the oven stuff.
That your mama be like, come have these biscuits, baby.
I feel like the other half can be delivered.
Yeah.
I feel like it comes, which brings me to my point of self-love. The moral of this topic, the moral of my story is that had I never gone through this, I never would have known what it felt like to truly love myself. You know what I'm saying? Like to truly get to a place where, yo, like I'm an idiot. Like
I
hurt people.
You learn
from your mistakes.
I learned from my mistakes, but I learned the hard way. Like, and I learned at other people's expenses. You know, I hurt people.
Yeah.
And that was a terrible thing that was left like on my shoulders, and nobody should ever have to feel like that. If you don't ever want to feel like that, don't ever put nobody through that. Don't ever do that.
Don't
like
do it.
You know,
what you
give is what you get. What you reap is what you absolutely
karma,
gonna
karma
sell.
Is a very real
it's real.
She is one
karma
of the baddest chicks in the game.
Yo,
karma I'm talking.
She's undefeated.
Five
karma is undefeated. Okay.
Karma
don't play with her.
Karma is the Mayweather of life.
Yeah.
And karma gonna dip you. And then hit you when you don't be successful.
Do you have time for another, you know, say another track?
Yeah,
we're
going to take a short break.
Okay, we're
going
to take a short break.
And then we're going to sum up and find an answer.
We'll take one more call, and we're
going
to go on break for a minute.
Let's see what's going on.
Six, who is this?
Carla, welcome to the party. What's
party
going on, my friend?
Sunday, woo-woo! This is
Trina Rogers from Greensboro, North Carolina. What's the topic of the day?
The topic of the day is can the side chick or side man become the main?
Okay.
You got a phone call. You got somebody else calling us. What's going on?
So, what do you think?
I just think we used to be in the week too much going on.
It is.
Are you the side chick?
Am I the, no.
Okay, so you're a man.
They never know.
You know what?
I don't think I'm a bad chick.
So you're saying the side chick can never progress into being the main chick?
Even if she got good tongue.
Well, maybe, it could be, but, you know, that's it. The only way, if you have a side chick, if that other person ain't treating you right,
yes.
And the other person might be treating you better than the one you got now.
That's
come
and,
on here now.
And we appreciate you for
come
that.
Come on here now.
You're the
exactly.
First one to say.
And where you calling from, honey?
Appreciate you.
She came in with the truth because if somebody don't treat you better, well, one person won't do.
The next one
show
will.
You know, Joe
said it in 96. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
We love your opinion. Make sure you guys stay tuned every Sunday from 6 to 8.
Call in for
on firstfamradio.com, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, as as you guys all know, like
what's the name?
Now it's 5-1. 5-1.
5-1. But we're gonna add plus 3 because we can do that.
No, so. no plus 3. Don't be cheating. Right. 5-1.
It don't even matter. When we come back from our short break,
we're gonna have some more calls.
We're gonna have some more callers. We're gonna wrap up and give you guys a solution to our main chicks and to our side chicks because everybody needs to get information.
Get information.
Okay, shout out to Beyonce.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back. Party on Sunday. Don't miss
the bills, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. All right, y'all. That was some great music. That was, I really, really appreciate that.
That was Van Beatum's 1990, a fantastic song. We appreciate it.
DJ, I'm hearing a little bit of feedback, just a little bit. But yeah, guys, it's been a great party.
Right.
So now what we're about to do right now, we're gonna state our solutions to this problem. And I'm gonna go first. Because I think every single last caller that called in from all over the world.
We appreciate you, first off.
Oh my God. That was a little overwhelming.
That was amazing.
That was really cool. Just to know that people are just listening from different places of the world. That was awesome.
Right.
But my concluding thought on this topic, like I said, it all boils back down to self-love. It boils back down to, we had a lot of calls. Majority of our callers were all main chicks. At least they thought they was main chicks.
At least they thought.
You know? So a lot of our callers were main chicks. And I really appreciate your perspective because, like I said, it just piggybacks on what I was talking about. I do not condone being the other half to someone else's equation. I do not condone that. You know, I do believe that we are all young and dumb at some point. We bump our heads, we do things, and we take the love that we feel like we deserve. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when you learn your lesson, baby girl, keep it moving. Keep it moving. And if that is someone that you feel like you love and somebody that you feel like, you know what, but it's a little bit deeper than that. It's a little bit more complicated than what a lot of people might think. I'm not your average side chick, whatever your story may be. You have to do what you know is best for you. And that's exactly what it is that I'm doing right now. And I'm doing what I feel like is absolutely best for me.
Yes.
And I took all that strength, all that energy, all of that anger that I felt and just that pain that I felt, and I'm applying it to something so much greater than me. Hence why I'm sitting right here today. So when you know your self-worth and you know what it is that you're capable of, you take all that power, you take all that energy, and you apply it back into yourself, and you really get the person that you truly deserve.
Right.
So no side chicks. Like Beyonce said, dust the side chicks. To all the main chicks, I respect you. I respect your relationships and all that good shit like that.
Mm.
More power to you.
You
don't got to worry about me.
Because she ain't going to be no side chick.
Nah.
Well, these are my children. Same. I do not have my glasses for my Dr. Phil moment. But I will still give my feedback when it comes to the side chick and the side dude and the main chick and the main dude.
Mm.
All I would love to say is get information. Because you really need to dig in and figure out who you're going to be dealing with, you know what I'm saying? And for the main chicks out there who are in a relationship who feel as though that they don't have to do anything to keep their man once they have them, no, honey, you have to keep doing everything 24/7 because, darling, let me get in my accent for a bit. I am from Australia sometimes when I like to give my feedback and stuff like that,
you know what I mean.
You have got to
love yourself,
know what your man is doing, love yourself first and foremost, but you have also got to give 100%. You cannot get 50% in a relationship. Each person should give 100%
all the time,
because if you get 50%, there is another woman at better known as soul check. And if you are not using the tongue, darling, you have got to use the tongue. Because if you do not use the tongue, you will forever be the main side chick. Who wants to be the main side chick? Nobody wants to be. So remember, know your place. Side chick, honey, if you are doing it,
do it.
Get it together.
Get it together.
And know your worth. And if you feel like that, this is where you need to be. I'll tell you where you should not be, but I just want to say have some respect. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys.
Now,
yeah.
Now, being that I was, it's my turn.
Save the best for last,
that's
you know.
Best for last.
So I'm gonna take my glasses off.
Take them off.
Right. I'm gonna take this, and I'm gonna put my deep, suave, old 1970s radio.
Lord
world.
Jesus.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm not gonna joke. I'm gonna keep it 300 with you. So, the reason that we had this conversation in the first place is because we found that Sunday herself has gone through a similar situation that you women have gone through yourself, right? I have seen a large amount of women go through this, and it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be a man that deals with a woman after she has had the situation with the man when she was a side chick.
Yeah.
My opinion is the woman that is the side chick or the man that is the side chick can never be the main, for the simple fact that you have put yourself in this position where you have lowered your own self-esteem. You have lowered your own self-worth to allow this person to think that it's okay that I have a girlfriend or I have a man, and you can be the person that I only call on occasion. You can be the person that I only talk to when I need something. You can be the person that I only talk to in the morning. You know what I'm saying? But we have to find something within ourselves. We have to find something within each other to know that, hey, I am worth more than being that person. Unless you really do not have any sense to be in a relationship further on. Because with the average person in our generation, because our generation is the worst generation we've seen in a long
time. The fucking worst.
In a long time. We are the generation of open relationships. We are the generation of heartbreak. We are the generation that don't necessarily understand each other because we cannot talk to each other in the same sensibility that our fathers and our mothers and our grandfathers and our grandmothers talk to each other.
Right.
Right?
We are also the generation that matching Jordan.
Exactly, matching Jordan. Right.
And with the baby
so
too.
What I honestly say to our listeners is, love yourself. Put yourself in a position where this man or this woman can never look at you as if you are lower or beneath what you personally think your worth is.
Right.
Put yourself in a place where I am always the number one because there is no number two. I do not take number two. I do not accept that I am your second option.
Right.
I will always be your first option because that is how I hold myself and that is how I present myself to the world. You look at me and you see me as your first option because that is who I am, right? So you continue to do that.
Yeah.
Now, for those that are stuck in those situations, you get out of it. You find yourself a man or a woman that can further pursue the goal that you want to pursue and never get caught up in that situation where you got to get a phone call from somebody lady at the middle of the night like, hey, this my man. I just want to approach you as a woman.
But you can't.
You don't never want to have that conversation. But sometimes you can see those conversations coming. Sometimes you get in those things where you have to find
you
these
know
things
when
out
you
sit
someone on a situation.
Exactly.
You know it.
You know when you're walking on eggshells.
You know it.
When you're walking on eggshells.
There's smoke, there's fire.
When he's calling you at 12 o'clock at night.
I'm gonna give you ladies a couple things. This is how you know you're a side chick, right? If I call you and it's past 12 o'clock, right? And the club ain't closed yet. I'm already calling you like, hey, when I get out the club, what you doing? Stay up. Let me talk to you. You're a side chick. If I call you, right, in the morning like, hey, I don't got to go to work until this time of the day.
Is that why you asked me yesterday what time of day did you send
exactly,
me that email?
Because men, When they have side chick, they only call when not one that their lady is out, but they can find a way to go hit her off and then go right to work because they don't want to have any further conversation.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've been in all these situations. You know what I mean? I've grown from them because I understood that you cannot have a further relationship without understanding your lady. You cannot have a further relationship without understanding your man. You cannot like build something with someone without having a strong foundation. Your foundation cannot be built on lies.
Right.
You cannot allow yourself to lie to each other and love each other. It doesn't work that way. It does not.
Dr. Gentry, I mean,
and the thing is,
this nigga need to go get his PhD.
Sometimes I get into these little flows. I'm really feeling myself. But like, you have to allow yourself to love yourself before you can really involve and extend that love to someone else. And what I say in our closing argument is we all have learned from these mistakes.
Yeah.
When you're young, you're allowed to make these mistakes.
Yep.
And when you get into your 30s, this is when you meet that person that's going to you when you
but
when
you
fall in love and you and that love is real, that love is not temporary. Like secondary to whatever it is you're thinking. You wake up in the morning and you see this person, you're like, damn, I'm going to make this mother breakfast.
Real.
Because I'm hungry and I know that he's probably hungry or she's probably hungry.
When you go from the other half to the twin flame.
To the twin flame.
Nice.
To where you guys feel the same. You finish
that,
the sentences.
That 11 to your 11.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't
you know?
Say, it is. I get that. I really
you know,
shout out to
True Love.
Shout out to True Love.
Because we are all lovers of love.
That's True Love.
I love you guys.
I love y'all.
This has been our team solution is love yourself.
Love yourself
first.
Love yourself first.
Because if you like the way you look that much. Oh, baby, you should go and love yourself. Hey, and if you think that I'm still holding on to something. You should go and love yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you all for being
thank
part
y'all for tuning in
of our
to party on a
party.
Sunday.
Catch we will see y'all next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
We got some great topics for you guys. Make sure you guys come ready to party.
Ready
we got the
party.
VIP list coming. We're about to have so much fun. We love you guys.
We love
please you. Tune in. Stay blessed. Love yourself.
Love yourself, guys.
We still love you too.
Yes.
We love you.
From
Quayshawn Road. To Sunday morning.
To Just Gentry. We'll see you next week.
Woo woo.
Hey.
Woo woo.
There
we
go.
Woo-woo.
That was
woo-woo.
So fucking
fun. That
was a 50
stream of consciousness.
What is it?
Show. Y'all have your opinion about who y'all watch on that TV. Y'all got their actions, what they speak.
Mm-hmm.